kitana natana pada premamrita munidi dira dira dana piya piya karo imatar kabutito Matsaro Pujito Sitei Tannaki Paparo Pujito Bharava Antarato Sitei Tannaki Paparo Pujito Bharava Antarato Vande Rupa Sana No, Raghu Jago Sri Diva Gopalago Vandiru Pasanatana Raghu Jago Sri Diva Gopalago Vandiru Pasanatana Raghu Jago Sri Diva Gopalago
Astina from the sixth Goswami of Vrindavan, who are initiating Vrindavan. Similar is the exalted Rupa Goswami. All her Anuga means follower. Like Ramanuja, that's the name of Krishna, who's actually a follower of Balaram. So we are following the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami in our conduct of Krishna consciousness. That means we are following Rupa Goswami in two ways. I mean, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he compiled systematically the literature in such a way that we will get guidance. We will hear sometimes within this week some of the verses of the Upadishamrita, and we will see how we will get guidance from these verses in performing our Krishna consciousness. Another aspect, however, of the Goswamis, as was hinted in the introductory seminar, is their identity as manjaris in Krishna Leela. Rupa Goswami is Srimati Rupa Manjari, who is guiding the Goswamis, who is guiding the different manjaris in confidential service to the divine couple Radha and Krishna. We, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, hope to one day be engaged by Rupa Manjari in the service of Radha and Krishna, just like we are hoping now, or following now, to be engaged by the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami in books like Upadishamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Let us now appreciate the Manjari identity of Rupa Manjari by hearing the 38th stotra of Braj Vilas Stava, which reveals an amazing detail about Rupa Manjari. Here are the services Rupa Manjari performs. By offering her betel nuts, by massaging her feet, by bringing her water, by arranging for her secret meetings with Lord Krishna, and by performing many other services, many gopi maidservants affectionately please Sri Radha, the great queen of Vrindavan forest. When the divine couple enjoy their pastimes, these maidservants are not at all shy, even in the presence of the great gopis, for whom Sri Radha is more dear than life. See, when there are confidential pastimes between Radha and Krishna within the Kunj, that means the bowers of Vrindavan, the gopis are not allowed to stay and witness, but the little servants of the gopis, very little manjaris, they are witnessing directly what takes place. Maybe we can give this baby a sweet or something that he becomes pacified in life. What? Charanamrit, yeah. Ishmara Chanda. Da ist gut gemeint, aber ich habe Medizin, du musst das zurückgießen, nicht, dass es nicht kalt wird. Okay, dann. So. So these manjaris, they are under the age of the gopis. They are there seeing everything and performing these confidential services like calming Radharani's hair, bringing the pearls in order which have been disarranged in those loving pastimes, and so on and so forth. So this is of course a very confidential aspect of the Goswamis, and since we are very much in need to follow their instructions, let us first now, which they gave while serving Chaitanya on this plane, let us now hear what they are on this plane of existence and what they do. It's very important that we first understand the Goswamis as servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we might prematurely enter into a subject matter which we are not yet sufficiently eligible to understand, since first we must follow the instructions which is given by Sri Rupa Goswami. So, Rupa Goswami appeared in the year, Christian year, 1489. His family comes originally from Karnataka, but his father Kumardev was settling in Bengal, near the capital of Bengal, which is called Golda. So, you must understand that at that time, politically, Bengal was under the rule of the Muslims, and that there was one Muslim ruler who was especially cruel and who was the chief ruler during the appearance of Rupa Goswami. It was Lal Dina Sayada Husseina Saha. This Hussein Saha had a guru, a Molabhi, who had given him some mystical prophecy. He had seen, here are in your country two very learned Brahmana boys. When you manage to make them your ministers, you will become very rich in life. So this Hussein Saha was searching at a very early time for these two exalted Brahmana scholars who were no other than Rupa and Sanatan. And when he had found them, he begged them to become his minister. But Rupa and Sanatan had no inclination for worldly government. You must know that before Rupa Goswami went into the government, he had already written a work called Hansadhuta, which is describing in a very wonderful literary way the lamentation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita after Krishna had left Vrindavan for Mathura. In Hansadhuta, Lalita meets a huge swan and tells him to please fly to Mathura and tell Krishna about the sufferings of the gopis in separation. He tells him exactly what he will see as he enters Mathura, how different demigods are coming with their different vehicles to see Krishna in Mathura. So that he had written before he went into politics. Do you think he had any interest in politics then? No. His reason for agreeing to the proposal of this Hussein Saha, who was a meat eater, was to serve the Vaishnavas. He thought, if I am the minister, if I am in some ministerial position with my brother Sanatan, I can control the country and I can prevent that these cruel Muslims will become too aggressive towards the Vaishnava community. And therefore, he sacrificed his own life for the life of the Vaishnavas. Sometimes we hear, one should sacrifice one's life for the sake of the family, and one should sacrifice the family for the sake of a village, and one should sacrifice his soul for the world. But here, Rupa Goswami, a highly exalted eternal companion of Krishna, sacrifices even his life, major portion of life to save the Vaishnavas. Just see how the Goswamis, even at a very early time, were the savior of the fallen souls. So, then Rupa and Sanatan settled in a village in North Bengal, which was very close to the then capital, they settled in Ramakiri. But because they were so much you know, eternal companions of Krishna, they transformed the whole village, Ramakiri, into a replica of Vrindavan. In other words, they built a Syamakund and a Radhakund. There were Kadamba trees. There were the same birds. It was like a mini, like a Disneyland, so to say, where they create some phantasmagoria, some illusion land. Here they made a Vrindavan land, no Vrindavan, so to say, but in the real sense of the term, in Ramakiri. And there they were mainly engaged in tasting the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other works. In other words, yes, they did politics, but because they were so illegible, so intelligent, they knew many different languages, Sanskrit, even Persian, Urdu, and so on and so forth. I do not know so many languages they knew, but they knew everything. All scriptures they could cite, they could write. They were the Raja Shishta, the great epitome of learning. So, anyways, in Gupta Vrindavan, that is called Hidden Vrindavan, I have said New Vrindavan, but the word is Gupta Vrindavan, they had the bathing places and many readings. They studied Sanskrit and the Sarvananda Vidya Vichashpati, who is a brother of Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, and they had many, 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 they had information in that time about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became in a very critical situation in their life. They were so much attracted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just from hearing about him, that the desire to join him became very great. They had written him many letters asking for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only wrote back one time, and he wrote back one verse. This verse was, as a woman who wants, who is already married, but who loves another man, a paramour, does her duties in the household extra good, so that no one is suspicious, you should do. So they understood the meaning. They should remain where they were. Sthane sthita shuddha gana tanuvan manur vir. And they should perform their duties to the government with utmost care. But just like the woman who is always busy in the household and thinks of the paramour, they should always practice the thought of Sri Krishna. That was the hidden meaning within the letter. So after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramakiri on the pretext of going to Vrindavan. This is now very moving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew at that time he would not go to Vrindavan, but just in order to save his two eternal servants, Rup and Sanatan, who had the names, was it Mulik? Davyakash and Sakara Mulik, just in order to save them, he actually made a pretext, a cheating. That he would come to Vrindavan. And there, that Sanatan and Rupa, in the guise of these government servants, approached Mahaprabhu. They hid themselves behind blankets so that no one could see that they came, and they placed a straw piece within their mouth as a very humble gesture. And when they saw Mahaprabhu, who looked like golden golden mold, from whom ecstatic prema emanated and flooded the whole world, who had constantly tears of love within his eyes, when they saw this wonderful vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus eyes seemed to attract the whole universe as they were outstretched to the ears, yet such eyes, imagine, they could not compose their ecstasies, they just fell down, and they began to pray very movingly. No one within the three worlds, they prayed, is sufficiently powerful to deliver us. You are the only savior of the fallen souls. Therefore, there's no one but you. If you simply deliver us by your transcendental strength, then certainly your name will be known as the savior of the fallen souls. Let us speak one word. That is very true. Plainly hear us, O merciful one. There's no other object of mercy within the three worlds but us. We are the most fallen. Therefore, by showing us your mercy is most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe. They prayed on and on. They said, another shloka, I can't read everything because of time reasons. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires. Just by serving Krishna, free from all material desires, and is completely pacified. Then shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant, and always feel joyful to have such a master. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please, my dear Dabi Akash and Shakara Mali, you are my eternal servants. There is no reason to be so humble. My heart is breaking when I see you praying like this. You are my very confidential servants. Then he placed the hand on the lotus head of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami and said, you are Rupa and you are Sanatan. And he said to all the Vaishnavas, bless these two of my eternal servants. And the Vaishnavas all went, Hari Hari Bo! This is very nice. At the time of initiation, all the Vaishnavas have to bless the new initiates. And then the Rupa and Sanatana cried in ecstasy about all this mercy, and they threw themselves down to the lotus feet. And listen to this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually put his lotus feet on their heads. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai! He said, birth after birth, you have been together with me. Krishna will deliver you soon. From your letters, I can understand that you are very, very devoted. So, in the next morning, Sanatana Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very confidentially. No one was there. And he said, please allow me to say one thing. Anything? Said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't go to Vrindavan now. One should not travel with so many people to Vrindavan. One should be alone. You must understand, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Vrindavan, millions of was following him. And just to give you an understanding, what the scene was, that whenever Chaitanya, they were very eager to have the dust, which was dust touched by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because there were so many people, the road became impassable. Because they were taking so much dust that there were huge deep, 2 meter deep holes within the road. No one could walk any longer. That much of people were taking the dust. This shows you how that. So Sanatana said, don't go now. There are too many people with you. One should go to Vrindavan, not as many people. So, then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa and Sanatana to go to Vrindavan. Now this is very difficult to really talk about what is going on now in so much detail, because very difficult there's so much information, in other words. So let us know what we should skip here. Anyways, after some time, we won't go in the detail what this time was and what was happening here. They were, Rupa Goswami managed to go to Vrindavan. They had to first shake away their responsibilities. And in Vrindavan, they were engaging in many, many activities which are important for us to understand and to hear. See, according to one verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had personally entered within the heart of Rupa Goswami. And after he did so, Rupa Goswami was completely transformed. There are two verses which I would like to read here for your attention. From the very beginning, Srila Rupa Goswami was deeply attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus he was permanently relieved from family life. Srila Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Vallabha were blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord was transcendentally situated in his transcendental eternal form at Prayag, he told Rupa Goswami about transcendental ecstatic love of Krishna. The Lord then embraced him very fondly and bestowed all his mercy upon him. So this is because Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his way to Vrindavan in Allahabad. He received important instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Allahabad on the way before going to Vrindavan. And after he had heard those instructions, he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something very important. He said, "My Lord, although I have heard it, it is not within the heart. Now please place your lotus feet on my head again so that everything becomes present within my heart." And this shows you one very important aspect in our Vaishnav philosophy. To just hear it is not sufficient. It has to be realized within the heart by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami to spread Krishna consciousness. Similarly, must be empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become by this empowerment, one becomes liberated. Iyayasya Hareyadasye. And he can do wonderful activities in the service of the Lord. Now after that, hearing the instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, Rupa Goswami went to Vrindavan to put everything he had heard in written form. They also went on the market here in Mathura. That is not something to say, well, you know what they did. They didn't go for soap shopping and bucket shopping and mosquito repellent shopping, but Anyone knows what they bought in Mathura? I'm trying to keep your intelligence awake by putting questions. I think it is such a special thing. They also didn't know it before reading. It is not common knowledge. They bought books on astrology. Books on archaeology.
Astrology.
No. Why astrology? Archaeology. What is Hindi for Jyoti Shastra? No, that's astrology. What's archaeology? How funny.
Archaeology.
Archaeology. What is Hindi? Stapati Shastra. Because you have to know the Goswamis had two instructions by, they had many instructions, but two working goals. One is, who can give us the two goals which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the Goswamis? To write literatures, yes. And recover the holy places. And for that, they needed some knowledge how to dig. Some archaeological knowledge. Because we understand there were places from the time of Krishna, built by Brajanabab. So they were doing that. You know, we have often heard how the Goswamis used to engage everything in Krishna's service. This Prapancha Katiya Bhutya Hari Sambandha Vastuna, that things even ordinary seem to be material can be engaged in Krishna's service. That's what they did. Of course, they did not personally dig, but they had this. They engaged the people to do that. So, then, sometimes the Lord's associates was asked, how is Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami doing? When someone would come from Vrindavan, they would ask them for some first-hand report of Rupa Goswami's activities. And everyone who came from Vrindavan praised Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. They said, the brothers actually have no fixed residence. They reside beneath trees, one night under one tree, and the next night under another tree. So when you feel sometimes not satisfied with the accommodation supplied by Padayatra, remember Rupa and Sanatana. They had no luxury palace like this. They were sleeping under the tree 2 hours, not more. Sometimes not even that. Now, the Goswamis stayed under a tree for two reasons. One is an external reason, to practice vairagya, but that is detachment. But the other reason is they actually saw the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna going on. Therefore, they moved around in Vrindavan to see the different ecstatic pastimes. So then the report was, Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami beg a little food from the houses of Brahmanas. They give up all kinds of material enjoyment, and they only take some dry bread and fried chickpeas. They carry only water pots, and they wear torn quilts, not a valuable jacket. They always chant the holy names of Krishna and discuss his pastimes. In great jubilation, they also dance. They engage almost 24 hours daily in rendering service to the Lord. They usually sleep only an hour and a half. And some days, when they continuously chant the Lord's holy name, they do not sleep at all. Sometimes they write transcendental literatures about devotional service. And sometimes they hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spend their time thinking about the Lord. So when the devotees in Puri and elsewhere heard this report about the Goswamis, that they were very satisfied. They were saying, oh, wonderful, wonderful. They were not envious, but they said, wonderful. But what is astonishing for someone who has attained the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That mercy we want! Then our difficulties in our lives will be over. So, Rupa Goswami stayed most of his time in Vrindavan. One time he visited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, and on the way he had a dream. A wonderful lady appeared to him. That was in Orissa, and she actually had a glorious splendor around him. And she told him, I know you want to write one drama about me, but I want to ask you, please ask two dramas. One drama you can write about the pastimes in Vrindavan, which Krishna performed with Srimati Radharani, and another, the pastimes which are called Lalita Madhava in Dwaraka, which are about me, Satyabhama. So when Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan, he actually one day took his bath in Brahmakund. All of a sudden, that whole area was full with the most dazzling of lights. And he looked and looked and he couldn't see it. All of a sudden he saw Vrinda Devi, the Ishwari, who is in charge of the forests of Vrindavan. And she said, my dear Rupa Goswami, I am Vrinda Devi. Here is, not far away from here, is my deity. You please take me and install me. And that's how Vrinda Devi got detected by Rupa Goswami. She was from the time of Krishna's great grandson, Vrajanabhav, and she is a deity which is still there in Vrindavan. When the Muslims came and wreaked havoc also in Vrindavan, all the deities were brought to the Rajasthani kings, who were great devotees. But two deities stayed in Vrindavan. One is this Vrinda Devi, and the other is, please, Radharaman. Yes, Radharamanji. These are the two only deities which stayed in Vrindavan. This Vrinda Devi is staying now in Kamyavan. I think when we are before Vrinda Devi, we will hear the exact story, so we don't need to tell it here now. She will be seen by us. So Rupa Goswami, when he came to Vrindavan, there were only fields. Imagine, only fields, nothing else, and thick jungles. Now, how to do his mission to get to make the places of pilgrimage visible so that ordinary people like us can come there and see? That was very difficult. One day, as he was lamenting, thinking how can he start building a temple, and where is Govindaji, the original deity installed by Vrajanabhav, when he was sitting at the Yamuna in tears, oh Govinda, hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava, Dina Daya, when he was lost in tears in separation of Govinda, all of a sudden a beautiful boy came to him. There was something special about the boy, but Rupa Goswami was so much lost in Vipralamba, he couldn't react. So the boy said, hey Baba, why are you crying? I'm crying because where is Govinda? I hear he is Govinda in Vrindavan, I can't even find him. It's like he wanted to have darshan of that deity. So the boy said, no problem, follow me. Each day on this hill called Goma Tila, there is a Surabhi cow coming and pouring milk from her udders into a hole. She is making abhishek to the Govinda who is there within the hill and who is receiving her offering. So Rupa Goswami could not really believe, but he followed the boy and he hid behind a bush, and not long this divine cow came from somewhere and milk was flowing from her udders as she was lovingly bathing some deity which seemed to be under the hill. So then Rupa Goswami could understand, well, he must be Govinda. He called a few people and they took out the deity, very nice deity which is now in Jaipur worship there in the Govindaji temple, and he installed the service of Govinda. Eventually a large temple was built, which we will also see, the Govindaji temple. There's a long story regarding this temple which will be told there when we hear it. And for here we want to just say he was very much in ecstasy because the Lord had revealed himself. Who? The Lord was no other, the boy was no other than the Lord, who after showing Rupa Goswami actually disappeared. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Govinda Dev had appeared, he was very ecstatic and he sent Shishvara Pandit to be the pujari. So there are many, of course, many wonderful stories about the Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who was residing sometimes under this tree and that tree, and who was writing many wonderful books. Actually, by this book, the Vrindavan Dham is revealed to our eyes. He wrote 100 verses, 100,000 verses, and his writing is very, very powerful. His handwriting is very beautiful, but his writing is so powerful that by reading it, some rasa comes. He once wrote a drama called Lalita Madhava, and he gave it to Raghunath Goswami. And this drama is all about feeling separation from Krishna. When Raghunath Goswami read it, he cried day and night. He could not sleep any longer. And he decided to kill himself. The separation which came by reading this drama was so strong that Raghunath Goswami actually wanted to kill himself. He was so sad. So then Rupa Goswami said, give me the book back. This is dangerous for you. But Raghunath wouldn't give the book back. He held it like this. No, you can't. To read. So good. But you will kill yourself. That book. What is life? This body is not even next to important. It is very insignificant. It's a prison for the soul. I am happy if this and heavens. No, no, you can't make suicide. So they give this book back. No, I can't give it. It is so good. So then, Krishna actually at the end he just took the yogurt from the gopis and drank it you know, as a dan, as a toll. It's a very nice book, and we can, if time allows, very nice to hear the outline of this book, but here we have exactly 4 minutes left, so we will be starting running now through the rest of what is to be told. So when Rupa Goswami gave Raghunath Goswami's Dan Keli Kumuri, where happy leelas are there, where they exchange words, then the Raghunath Goswami decided to maintain his life. So then Rupa Goswami also wrote the book called Bhakti. So you can see, please, this is the point. See, his writing was so powerful, it was transport you. So he has written another book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and we will hear what is in the book a little later, but it's very interesting. In this, the book of Rupa Goswami, so nice that by reading that you will actually understand what is devotional service. And not only that, you will be actually empowered by following the process of devotional service. See, this is an extraordinary potency of the writings of Rupa Goswami. Reading it, we can actually enter into a devotional service. This is his books are not ordinary, because remember, at the beginning, before writing, he was praying to Lord Chaitanya, enter within my heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had entered into the heart of Rupa Goswami. Therefore his books have the potency to give shelter to all of us. Especially this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is translated by Prabhupada as Nectar of Devotion, is so powerful that anyone, by reading it, will be empowered to understand Krishna. So, Rupa Goswami became very old. He left this earthly, he left our vision, let us say it like this, in the year 1564. Just let me think. He became 75 years. He stayed with us. No, he's not with us. He stayed here. He became, he was very, very renounced all the time. And he wrote and wrote and wrote. And he was so much dear to the Srimati Radharani that I want to end with this. That Srimati Radharani once personally appeared. Often, actually, she appeared personally before Rupa Goswami. One day, Rupa Goswami was sitting and receiving his older brother, Sanatan Goswami, and they discussed about Radha Krishna. After some time, they became a little... Rupa Goswami wanted to serve prasad to Sanatan Goswami, but he had forgotten to beg something. So he said, please, excuse me, I have to beg something. But then it didn't happen. They discussed more and more. They forgot about prasad. So after some time, a beautiful lady came, said, Baba, Baba, here I have some milk, some rice and some sugar. You can cook some kheer, some sweet rice. So she gave it. Oh, said Rupa Goswami, wonderful. And but then he became discussing. After some time he felt, now I must start to cook something. But many hours had passed, but still his enthusiasm for Krishna Kanta did not wane. And he discussed. So then this mysterious lady, who looked very, very beautiful, came again and said, Baba, you're useless for cooking. Let me cook. And she, with her own hand, cooked, and then gave the sweet rice. Then Rupa Goswami took the sweet rice and offered it to Sanata, and they ate it. So when both of them ate the sweet rice, they became overwhelmed with ecstasy. They chanted, Hari Hari Bo. No, I don't know what they chanted. I just want to wake you up. They chanted something and danced in ecstasy, and they fainted. They lay down on the floor. For some time, Sanatana said, "Who? What is this sweet rice? It is mystical." Oh, says Rupa Goswami, was brought by a lady who had wonderful eyes, who looked very, very beautiful. Sanatana Goswami looked at it. You are a Goswami? Why do you describe the beauty of the lady? Are you in Maya? What is wrong with you? He didn't really say, he thought. And then he thought, Rupa Goswami is on the transcendental platform. It couldn't be an ordinary lady. It must have been. It was Srimati Radharani. And she said, and then Saranang Goswami went to Rupa Goswami, you are a great sinner. You are impossible to deal with. Because you have forced Radha to come here and cook because you was just talking about Krishna Katha. Then they embraced themselves and they cried tears of ecstasy and they fell down. They said, we are served. So was ist nächste Frage? So this is some of the pastimes of Rupa and Saratan. They were so dear to the Lord that Radharani personally appeared and served them. This is a very heart-touching. So let us all follow the example of the Goswamis as much as we can by completing this Brajmandal Parikram, which is nothing like wandering over Vrindavan, shouting, Hey Radhe Vraja Devi, where are you? Let us never think we have attained Krishna. Let us follow. Say, where are you, Radha and Krishna? Let us search for Krishna on this Brajmandal Parikram, just like the Goswamis did. So, we are very sorry for having gone 5 minutes over time. Actually, I have so much material, I wanted to go minimum 1 hour over time. But this is not possible here. So, there is also no time to ask for questions.
You will give someone Maharaj next time.
So, We will hear, and we have to start moving now. It is not that we don't actually have the time. So please, there will be another seminar sometime this week about the divine teachings. Srila Rupa Goswami ki
jai,
Sat Goswami ki
jai,
Brajmandal Parikram ki
jai,
Gopal Premananda ki jai.